have time for one or two questions at most, if there's anyone that would like to raise anything. Yep. Hope.
Thank you very much indeed. Hope Alexander from Perth. One thing you forgot, or perhaps omitted, but some people are like older people, and people live on their own. We ring up the Health Direct people, and we can have a triage over the telephone. And a lot of people may not be aware of that, but that's a good thing. When you're not sure, you ring up, and they take. And sometimes, for some people who ring up regularly, they have a file on you, so they sort of know your background and things, which is great help probably, and then they actually call the ambulance if they feel it's needed, or they'll say go to your doctor tomorrow or whenever you can get in. So I don't know whether many people in the room are aware of this, but it's very handy for people who live alone and maybe older who might be at risk. Thank you very much for your presentation.
I think it's a very good, it is, nurse on call is a very good thing. In fact, the thing I referred to, the referral process in Victoria is run through the same software, McKesson software. The only unfortunate downside of the nurse on call number is that it increases ambulance response. That, I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing, but it is intended to actually try and stop people going to emergency departments. It doesn't necessarily do that. Maybe it's identifying the people that do need to go. But a high proportion of those people that go actually don't get admitted and require very low-level care. So, okay. But it's a...
Eamon?
I think what you're talking about is more about clinical pathways, about filling the gaps, and about collaboration. So I think in primary health it would never happen unless we do those sort of things together. So collaborate together, fill the gaps, and have specific clinical pathways with specific roles for every player to play.
I agree.
So if I can just sum up, I think it's a no-brainer that we support the registration of extended care paramedics, but what goes on beyond that in health, in defining health pathways and scope of practice for paramedics is something that we need to be mindful of in our priorities for healthcare reform. So join with me in thanking Ian for his presentation.